Welcome to It's the Human Experience Podcast. Hosted by Hazel Brown, a healthcare leader, wife, mom, and career coach. If you're big on authenticity, personal development, perseverance, and transparency, you're in the right place. Get ready to be uplifted, inspired, and empowered as you become fearless in pursuit of the life you desire and deserve. Our goal is to help you level up by creating a safe space to learn and reflect while listening to transparent stories from our host or successful professionals and business owners who've agreed to share the parts of success that typically gets X'd out on social media. Because that's the part you need to see and hear. The process. Go ahead and subscribe. You don't want to miss out on these transparent stories and discussions that reveal highs, lows, aha moments, and nuggets that'll help you to grow and glow.
Hey, 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 you are now tuned in to the It's the Human Experience podcast. I'm your host, Hazel Brown. Today, I wanted to jump on and talk to you guys about some things. I wanted to talk about breaking patterns so that you can get unstuck and get into the height of your career, into your wellness, into your mindfulness journey, into your happiness and fulfillment journey, into whatever that looks like for you. So many times we are repeating patterns and we're going through phases of our life to where we respond to things in the same way that we've responded to things for years in the past, right? Sometimes it's the way we've been programmed to respond to things, whether it's our family dynamic in the way that we just, oh my God, I'm upset and I'm going to show you that I'm upset. Or you tend to get real timid when things get rough, or you fold when things get rough, or you say, you know what, these things are not meant for me. I can't live that life. I want to make sure we start there because many times, a lot of the things that we do, we continue to do as we age, as we progress into new levels, and until we break the pattern, break the cycle, and really take the time to reflect to see how we're showing up in our adversities, through our problems, through the challenges that we're facing, we can't get unstuck. Before we dive fully into the conversation, I want you to take some time and make sure that you're following the podcast. If you're listening to us on Apple, Spotify, Google, Audible, or wherever, make sure that you're following or subscribe to the podcast. Make sure that you leave us a comment after you're done listening to some of the episodes. It really helps us to get in front of more people. But I'm not going to go ahead and spend too much time on that. I'm going to jump back into the episode. I want to make sure that as you're working on becoming the highest version of yourself, you are recognizing the way that you show up in your challenges, the way that you show up when you're winning, the way that you show up when things are indifferent. And the reason I want to spend some time there is because I've learned some things about myself. I've learned about myself that when things start to get too hectic, I am like, child, I did not sign up for this. And the reality is that once you're embarking on whatever personal development journey you're embarking on as it relates to self-improvement, overcoming obstacles, growing into your highest self, you are going to learn some things about yourself. And what I've learned is that I don't really like the process, but I don't think any of us does. But what I've learned recently is the way that I show up in the process really determines how far I grow in the process. It really dictates the heights that I'm able to reach. And I feel like that's instrumental to share because when you fold or you think to yourself, man, I don't want to go through this. Why is it so hard? Or when you're winning, you don't take the time to actually enjoy it, then you don't really get to bask in that good, right? You don't get to celebrate all of the triumphs and adversities that you overcame, which then makes it a little bit more difficult the next time you level up. The next time you up level and you're going through the storm, because you don't spend much time basking in the joy, it then makes it hard to convince yourself that it's worth the thick of it. It's worth the heights that you're going to have to climb, the elevation in the mountains that you're going to have to rise through. And so the reason I wanted to spend some time there is because I want us all to elevate. I want us all to grow into our highest self. And in order for us to do that, we really have to make sure that we are taking the time to reflect in our best moments. When do we feel good? What truly makes us happy? What truly provides a sense of purpose and fulfillment? It's not until we sit with ourselves and decide that, hey, when I am wearing blue, I feel beautiful. No point intended for the colors to have the same letters. When I am wearing red lipstick, I feel confident. When my hair is straight, I feel like I am ready to pose for Vogue. When I work out in the morning, I have more energy. When I talk to this person, I don't show up as my highest self. I start to have limiting beliefs and self-doubt. When I address problems head on, I feel like I'm showing up for myself. I'm owning my magic and I'm giving myself the respect I deserve. That's true reflection, being able to sit with self and decide, what is it that serves me? What direction do I want to go? What do I want to stop doing? And I oftentimes bring this up because it's not until we sit with ourselves to really think about what we enjoy that it's easy to decide what we don't enjoy. When I make decisions to where I don't stand up for myself, or I don't honor my truth, or I don't become a finisher, I don't make sure that whatever it is that I said I was going to do, I do it because I know it was aligned and I know it was meant for me, I don't feel my highest self. And that is a true statement that I just share with you. If I don't continue and be a finisher, I don't feel like my highest self. And so many times I will hear people say, hey, so how do you do it? How do you keep going? How do you make things happen? I like to keep the promises to myself. I like to ensure that I'm a finisher, not only for my own journey and being able to see that I can overcome and being able to see that when I bet on myself, it is always the strongest, most accurate, most fulfilling bet because I know that I'm capable and I love seeing myself stretch. But what has been very great is being able to make sure that for my three children that are coming, growing, and striving to become the highest version of themselves, they too can see that though things may not be a walk in the park, it may not be a cakewalk, it may not be as easy as it looks when someone else does it, but I know I can do it because I saw that with my mother, when she showed up, she's held on strong, she took a break when she needed to, but it still did not cause her to fall. No obstacle is strong enough to get in your way if you don't let it get in your way. So I want to make sure that you're taking the time that you need to sit and really figure out what feels right to you in current state. In this new month, in this new year, in this new season, in this new realm that you're on in the quest to become the highest version of yourself, what feels right to you today? And it's okay to change your mind. If what feels right to you today doesn't feel right to you tomorrow, it is okay to shuffle the cards and make a different decision because it's not aligned. Folding versus changing your mind are two different things. I want you to stand true to your highest self. I want the future you to be so proud of you because you are growing, you are glowing, you are being mindful and present, giving yourself grace, not giving up, and understanding that yes, it's not as easy as I thought it would be. Yes, problems are going to come. Yes, things get real dark and real thick from time to time, but I am betting on myself. And in my comfort zone, I'm not comfortable. So therefore, I'm going to continue to make sure that I build, that I grow, that I move through, and know that just like that vision came into your mind with the action, the hard work, asking for help, holding on to the grit, you can absolutely become the highest version of yourself. I am rooting for you all the way to the bank because I know that you have what it takes to become the highest version of yourself. I hope this episode was valuable. I hope you got some nuggets and takeaways. Keep growing, keep glowing, keep betting on your highest self.
We hope you caught all those gems. So here for all of it. Be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss a gem. Write a review so that we know to keep bringing you episodes like this. And check us out online at itsthehumanexperience.com to keep up with us. Keep growing and glowing. Catch you on the next episode.